There are many shades of green when it comes to the environment and energy. Dark green tends towards a clean environment based on renewables, solar, wind, and biomass energy, whereas a shade that is light green tends towards a polluted environment using fossil fuels and other non-renewable energy sources. What shade of green are you? Welcome to Shades of Green Energy here on KOOP, Hornsby, Austin.
We're here in the studio. You're listening to Shades of Green Energy. John Hoffner, your host, here with Deborah Dubay. And I want to welcome our guest that we have been talking about having on the air for quite some time. Representing the Green Builder Program, we have Mary McLeod and Maureen Scanlon. Welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having us. Glad to be here.
Yes, I saw you cringe right there, Mary. Did I say something wrong?
Well, we started out being the Green Builder Program many years ago. We're now known as Austin Energy Green Building.
Ah, we have to place that Austin Energy on the front of it? Is that
yes,
what it is?
Okay. Yes.
And the ding on the end.
The ding on the end.
Building, yeah.
Okay, got it. Okay, so we have Mary McLeod. That was the first voice. Mary, welcome. And you are now, what is your actual title with the program?
Well, I coordinate the single family program. We have three programs at Austin Energy Green Building, and I coordinate the single family.
Okay. And Maureen with us as well. Maureen Scanlon, you're the...
I'm lucky enough to coordinate a great staff for the commercial green building program.
And what's the third?
It's multifamily. We have single family, multifamily, and commercial.
Awesome. Well, so Mary, what I wanted to find out first is how you've been, the program is 20 years today, and we'll get to that in a minute about the celebration, but you really helped, if not were the really the founder of the Green Building Program, which was 20 years ago?
It was 20 years ago that we began developing our program. I don't think you could call me the founder, but I have been there all 20 years.
Yeah, well,
I'm kind of the institutional memory for the group.
Yeah, well.
And, of course, I saw it go from a staff of a couple of people to a staff of 20 now. So that's been incredible growth over this time.
Yeah, and I remember when it was that small. But I think what is interesting that you have called it a green building or green builder. Is that what it was originally?
Green
builder,
yes.
Program. And you used that term before green was really a popular term. I mean, if you think of all the energy, we had alternative energy. We had
renewables.
And now the terms are green energy or green technology or clean technology, but you've had it all along.
Well, it's interesting. We had quite a struggle over trying to find a name for the program. We thought of using eco in the name, environmental, sustainable. We figured with sustainable, nobody back then would have any idea what we were talking about.
Right.
We were afraid if we used eco or environmental, they'd think we were just a bunch of tree huggers. Mm. And we were really targeting mainstream building. That's what we wanted to transform. So we thought we better not use that, even though we probably were a bunch of hippies ourselves. I noted at one point, we all had ponytails, and I was the only woman.
Oh, that's right.
We came upon green, and of course that had some bad connotations too. Does that mean the inexperienced builders or the ones just out for money? But we finally thought, well, that's the best we can come up with. Hmm. So I think you could say we coined the term, which is used usually in English absolutely everywhere in the world.
Yes, that's true. So we can attribute the Green Builder, now Green Building Program, with Austin Energy on the front, with maybe coining that term. So that's great. So Maureen, you started a little bit later into the program. Maureen Scanlon, that.
Well, I was actually at that time I was housed in the very same facility with the Green Builder Program, and I was working for the conservation group for the city. And we had a department called Environmental Conservation Services Department, mm-hmm. and I was part of the energy conservation realm. And I was lucky enough to do a lot of work with the green building staff at that time. And we did have an interest in commercial. And especially at that time, the airport was moving from right around the corner here out to Bergstrom. And we were writing guidelines on a new sustainable airport, Austin mm-hmm. Airport. And that's kind of how I fell into it. And then I think in 1995, I started with the Green Building Program.
Well, I think that was maybe with that airport project was where we first met, because I remember being involved in that, being with Austin Energy at the time. And we were trying to make the airport the premier green airport in the nation. And I thought it was great that your department was pushing so hard to try to get staff at the airport to accept a lot of these, I wouldn't call them changes, but measures to make it more efficient and to make it green. And another one that we've had on the show in the past, but Lawrence Doxey was one of the players back then. And I really enjoyed the fact that you kept pushing and pushing. Let's keep raising the bar. And then some of the other, let's call them naysayers, mm-hmm. said, no, we don't want to do all that. It's too difficult and too expensive. But you were able to prove to them that it was something that can be done cost effectively.
I would say Lawrence was probably my mentor, as well as most of the people who started the program. Lawrence was great. Oh, just a fantastic resource. And like you said, he was always pushing the bar, and he had such a big head for such a little man.
To look at it. Are you listening, Lawrence?
In terms of vision.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, he
and
he was
carry visionary. Through.
Yeah.
And character. He's a great character.
He's a character. That's true.
I call him my guru.
Well, he's down in San Antonio, the last I heard. So Maureen, give us a little bit of background on you. You're one of the few and actually certified professional engineers in the program. Is that right?
Not at all.
Not
all
at all.
All of our engineers are now our PEs, and we're all accredited lead professionals. So I was one of the few at the beginning.
At the time, right.
I was the only one when we started in 95. I think we added another engineer in about 2000, and since then we've got several others, three others now.
Okay.
But the engineer, what's funny is the engineers coming into our group, they're interested in so much more than just the engineering and the energy that I think all of us are pretty much generalists and try to cover all the ground.
Well, you have to get, nowadays, you can't just really sit in a box and do your engineering. You have to do policy. You have to work with customers and work with the city council.
We do all of that.
And do all of the above to push it forward. So you started out in energy conservation. Is that what you were interested in and trained for? Or how did you gravitate towards
green? That's what brought me to the city. And actually, John, I remember meeting you in 1990 at a solar conference that was held here in Austin. I think it was one of the first big conferences, and we were all so proud of it.
Right, exactly.
And I did go to one of your sessions and learned about, I think, the Decker power plant and other things.
You didn't, yes, that was Solar 90, the American Solar Energy Society meeting that we had
it
here.
It was fantastic, and it was a real eye-opener. At that time, I was working for Texas Parks and Wildlife.
Exactly. Okay. The memory is jogging itself now. That's
it
right.
It is. It is.
So you were at the state for a couple of years, I guess, wasn't it?
Oh, I'm not going to mention how many years. But I was there for about 8 years doing design. And we considered ourselves, our design group, as stewards of the state properties and the public lands. And so that was always part of my design outlook. We were also responsible as the designers to look out for the owner. We were the owner. So that was a great place to be, and I learned a lot, had a lot of opportunities to design everything from swimming pools to wastewater treatment to air conditioning, et cetera. And I was assigned a cleanup duty on some solar projects we had.
Oh.
We had a lot of solar in, and not much was working at a certain point in time. So I was lucky enough to go all over the state and look at all of our solar water. They were all solar water at that time.
Oh, it was all solar water.
And write some instructions.
Mm-hmm.
How do we make this work?
Show
the facilities people how to make it work. And I think one of the most important things we did was we labeled everything. So, you know, people didn't know what they were looking at.
Yeah,
so,
that's true. You just see a bunch of pipes and solar panels.
But that's part of my training that brought me into conservation. And I learned about Environmental Conservation Services Department and their conservation efforts. And that's where I wanted to work. So
right.
I got everything together and made my way over there and was lucky enough to be accepted.
Well, we're glad you did. You're listening to Shades of Green Energy here at KOOP in Hornsby, Austin, also on the web at koop.org. I'm your host, John Hoffner, with my co-host, Deborah Dubay, and our guests today are Mary McLeod and Maureen Scanlon. So we wanted to ask them a question about...
Yes. Tonight, they are celebrating Austin Energy Green Building Program's 20-year anniversary. So can you tell us where and when, what's going on, and where is it, and when is it happening?
We'll be at the City Council Chambers at 5:30 this afternoon to receive a proclamation honoring the accomplishments of our program over these 20 years. So I think anybody is welcome to that ceremony.
It's at the City Council Chambers, is that correct? Yeah. So the mayor will be offering up a proclamation and the proclaiming this. Is it Green Building Day? Is that how they do it now? The proclamations are a...
Well, I'm not aware that it's that. I don't think so.
We can't proclaim that hard, huh?
But it's we're the first in the country.
Yeah.
We will be
years.
Proclaiming all year long.
That's fantastic.
Celebrating with many events all year.
And we're speaking here with Mary McLeod, and she has been with the program since the beginning. And so if you would, just tell us what, I mean, we have a lot of listeners that probably understand what a green building is, but just in sort of a thumbnail high level, what does it mean to be a green building in Austin in the program?
Well, we do rate homes and buildings, and we're looking for qualities such as comfort, durability, and low maintenance. Efficiency with energy, with water, with materials. We're looking for safe and healthy buildings. And when we talk about health, we really mean to expand that beyond just the occupants of the building, but also healthy for our community and, in the end, healthy for our entire planet.
Mm-hmm. So if somebody wants to participate in the Green Building Program, it's not just now new homes that are rated, or do you rate rehabs or
we do extensive remodels as well. And as we said before, we do multifamily and commercial buildings. If you're a design or if you're a building professional, please contact us because we would love to have you participate in the program. If you are not a design professional but would like to learn more, we'd like to invite you to come to our next Green by Design workshop. The next one will be March 5th, and you can find out about that on our website as well. That's an all-day workshop for the general public where we give you a broad overview of green building. On June 5th, we have a tour, our annual cool house tour, and that's an opportunity to see actual homes that are high-rated green homes. Mm. But we will be having tours of commercial and multifamily buildings as well in the course of the year. So stay tuned. You can check us out on Facebook, on Twitter, as well as our website.
And what's the website?
Website is austinenergy.com/go/greenbuilding.
Always hard to find. If they do a search for green building, does it come up? Austin Energy Green Building? It probably does.
I think we come to the top of the list.
Top of the, well, 20 years it should do. Yeah. So, again, just not to get too detailed into the green building program, but what you do is you actually rank a home from 5 points, is it now, down to...
You can get from 1 to 5 stars.
Stars, right.
5 is the highest.
And 5, do we have a lot of homes and commercial buildings? Maybe I'll ask that to Maureen.
I think that's kind of a funny question. Mary and I were talking about the other day, when our program began, I think we had 1 to 3 stars.
Right, that's what I was...
And then we had to, you know, it was easy to get 1, and then it was hard to get 3, and then suddenly we had... So many 3 stars, and then we saw these exceptional buildings that we added a star and went with that for a while, and then, you know, finally up to 3 stars. But we did need to raise the bar or acknowledge these exceptional buildings. So
yeah, well, you have to do that. You have to keep refreshing the program because technology catches up and people learn about it.
What we find is that once people learn about it, they realize there's so much they can do, and they can do it affordably. And then they just start doing it as a matter of course. Mm. So at that point, we do get a lot of high-rated homes and buildings.
Yeah. Well, that's the whole goal, is to get it to be mainstream. Keep raising the bar again. We're back to that bar thing. But similar to energy conservation, when you started out, Maureen, you were probably more involved in it with air conditioners, and you kept raising the efficiency level for the minimum to be in the efficient program. And then all of a sudden, the manufacturers are making them to that level, so you have to keep raising it. So that's why you have to keep adding stars.
And it's why we have such an extensive educational program. We have monthly seminars for building professionals. We have attendance of over 100 a month. At these workshops that we do for the public, we've had over 5,000 people attend so far. Our tours, several thousand per tour. And all of that, we work with our design and construction teams. So it's a mutual education process as we're doing this.
Yeah,
so all of these efforts, plus our work with the code, energy code in particular, has made a huge difference in this community.
That's fantastic. Well, we're getting out of time here. Running out of time. We're about to get to Food Love Austin in about a half a minute, but why don't you give us one more time, Mary, the website or a place that they can call real quickly for the Green Building Program.
You can call area code 512-462-5300 or check out our website, austinenergy.com/go/greenbuilding.
Fantastic.
Also, Facebook and Twitter.
Very good. Well, great. Well, thanks for visiting with us both, Mary McLeod and Maureen Scanlon from the Austin Energy Green Building Program.
You have been listening to Shades of Green Energy, recorded live at KOOP 91.7 in Austin, Texas.